For the purpose of education, critique, and review, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
Hey, we're back, and I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling, and we're back for Magic Monkey Mania number 24.
You know, this is Jersey Mike, 24. Could you imagine what it would be like to go back in time to hit 24 years old when you hit middle age, and you can only do it for a short time, but you can live to relive your youth and understand it now, you know?
If you could go back for 24 hours when you were 24, when would that be?
Well, I'll tell you what, I know I wouldn't need Cialis or any of those drugs. I'd be ready to tear into some of the most beautiful women around because, you know, you're only going to do it once.
I would be very scared of the ramifications that would happen where if you change the butterfly effect, or if you just change something a little bit, it changes the future and the outcome of all this other stuff.
You might have siblings out there, or kids, or grandkids, who knows?
That would be, I'd have to be very careful about what 24 hours I'd take when I was 24. Oof. I'd probably go back to a Monkees concert.
I could see that. I could see that. I could see sitting on the beach somewhere and being like, wow.
I would go back with my smartphone and I would record a concert that I was at, bring the data back, and so it'd be this new, crisp sound recording from a Monkees concert in the 80s, or not 90, 92, 91, around there.
But like that magical show from the 80s, The Watch, we did a podcast on.
Yes.
You'd have to fix it. If not, there'd be a problem.
There'd be a problem all the time, but that's part of life, I guess.
Actually, 24, I'd like to go back and find out where some buried treasure is ahead of time and know where it's at and just get a little cachet horse.
The stock market.
Yeah.
Think of Brandon, the guy that did the time capsule, the bomb shelter movie, where he had the box of stocks and baseball cards.
Yes.
Brendan Fraser.
Last from the past. Christopher Walken. I love that
movie. Yes, that's what I take. But we got our own blast in the past. We're going to cut ourselves through a couple rare monkey tracks. We are reviewing Kirshner's Revenge. We are up to tracks 12 and 13. And we got a little bookend cousin for each of those. And so,
Ready to roll.
Kind of breaks it up. Gives it a little different feel of what's going on with it. Because we're just not the only monkey fans.
No, there's millions of them. Millions and millions of monkey fans.
Millions.
And where is Davy's long-lost daughter?
I'll get the email fired off. I need to be poked with a stick.
I need to see what that girl looks like on our podcast when we shoot a video because her voice is like Cinderella. She is incredible.
It is, yeah.
Really is.
So our first track, this is, if you remember when we did the Dolan's Jones Boyce and Hart TV special review?
Yes.
There was that little song they did called Cuddly Toy where it's kind of like the barbershop quartet thing going on there.
Yes, I love that.
1967, this is Cuddly Toy. This is the alternate stereo mix, which is kind of unique because there is no piano in it. Gives it a different little mix-up. Now, it was written by Harry Nilsson, and he is the person who did the song, the duet, Good Times, on the Monkees' new album that played for you, off and on all the time.
Off and on, the Monkees' Good Times. Yeah.
So, it was always questioning, what is this song about? And I came up with two answers from Famous Mabel's Doomsday Vault.
Famous Mabel, did you get anything out of the vault? I heard you're obsessed with white paper plates. What is going on, Mabel? White paper plates? Really, Mabel? Really?
Well, on
really? White paper plates, Mabel? Come on.
On the shelf next to the paper plates, I found two possibilities. The song is either about a girl who enjoys promiscuous sex.
Promiscuity.
Or it's a Hell Angels gangbang.
Now that woke me up. I'm ready for this song. Let's play Cuddly Toy.
Such a weird barbershop quartet type song, and you get Hell's Angels gangbang. Anyway, we're just saying it the way it is.
Oh, yes. Question.
Answer.
Did you do your homework at close range?
I did not yet. I still have time.
That's okay.
It's not Sunday yet.
I never do my homework either. That's why I'm doing this podcast here in the heat.
So here it is. Here's Cuddly Toy alternate stereo mix. No piano. La 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 la
You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that to love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that to love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. La 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 da da. La 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 da da. La 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 la.
What do you think, Jersey Mike? What do you take on it?
I just want to go. You might be right about the gangbang because passing around the girl.
Yeah.
But I want to say maybe she's like a hitchhiker and free spirit and gives her love all over the coast of California, all the way up and down.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Now, I almost think it's like a guy saying c'est la vie to a girl who she dumped on him, and this is his way of positive reinforcement to himself. Hey, there's another bus coming along in a few minutes. You're not the only stinky starfish in the sea.
Hi, Elena.
Oh, thanks. I got to get that out. Not. So, brings us to the bookshelf, cousin of this. Cuddly Toy was written by Harry Nielsen, okay? But I found a live version from 2006 in San Francisco. It was a charity benefit, just a piano version by Ben Gibbard, all right? He's the main songwriting tunesmith for Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh.
And he was also the writer and contributed Me and Magdalena for the Monkees' last album, For Good Times.
Wow.
Okay?
This guy's got a pretty good repertoire.
He does, and he's a Monkees fan. So here he is doing live.
Talking about, not to cut you off again, what was the friggin' price of that Monkees set when we went to the concert? It was like $300-$400 or something?
I think it was like $50 a ticket.
No, for the box set, remember?
They were selling? The box? Yeah, you're talking about the big Blu-ray box set. It was pushing into the threes.
I wonder how many they've sold.
I've heard that they've had a few more still in stock that you can buy.
Gotcha.
That. And what's interesting is a lot of that stuff that I've noticed has not made it to YouTube yet.
Wow.
Kind of a little extra key.
You
want
to send us one here at the Monkees Podcast, 310-487-4158. Jersey Mike's phone number. Hit us up. I will be more than happy to accept that so we can play
and
different versions and review it.
So here's Cuddly Toy live, Ben Gibbard, 2006, piano only, from a charity benefit in San Francisco.
Out in the rain, the day after Santa came. You're not
not the only charity light that was left in the night. You gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother, the kind of company you keep. I never told you I would love no other. You must have dreamed that in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed. Was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night. You gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed.
Years ago, Ben Gibbard did that for a charity benefit in San Francisco, 2006.
That's San Francisco, huh?
Yep.
I wonder what the cuddly toy was in San Francisco.
Well, in 1967, hey, Summer of Love.
Like I said,
Peyton Ashbury.
I wonder what the cuddly toy was in San Francisco.
Maybe that comes back to our Hell's Angels gangbang.
Well, I have a story I could interject in that real fast.
Hey,
we have
kids listening.
No, if you ever go down to Bourbon Street
in
New Orleans, literally,
yeah,
there is a place that it's all the way down that is alternative lifestyle bar where guys come out with old chaps on. So who knows if that's where the cuddly toy for the song's about. You just don't know.
Remember in the last Naked Gun movie where Leslie Nielsen and the other police officer guy, there's like, you know, the waiter comes up and says, you know, you ready to take the order? And then Leslie Nielsen goes, I mean, you just don't know. People are weird. Everybody has their own hang-ups. They all do their own strange stuff. And then the waiter turns around, walks away, and he's just wearing an apron and his bare ass is hanging out.
That's the cuddly toy. Who knows? See, it says cuddly toy alternative. Who knows?
Well, our next song is track 13 from Kirstner's Revenge. Now, we already played back earlier in one of the podcasts, P.O. Box 9847,
yes,
the alternate stereo mix. This is the song written by Boyce and Hart, and it's the backing track.
Wow.
Just the backing
track.
How
did you come up with that? Did Mabel let that go?
I think I found it between some paper plates in the vault.
Wow.
At the Doomsday
Mabel
Vault.
You're losing your touch, Mabel. You're dropping stuff by those paper plates.
It's getting out. But here's what's neat about this, okay? Because in the song, you don't have any vocals on it. You just have the instrumentation going on the backing track. It's an instrument called a maxophone, okay? You hear that basically really, what sounds like a calliope thing going on. It's primarily during the bridge on the solo.
Oh.
So now I know you're wondering, what is a maxophone? What does it look like? Let me show you and let me demonstrate for your ears. All right, so there you go. You see how it looks, you see how it plays, it sounds. It's a good little demonstration.
You know, that is little, like, a name like Little Richard. It's like a little piano. You'll never forget it, but it has such a big impact.
It does. It has a big impact because it's an instrument that something REM would use on one of their obscure records.
Exactly. Or I want to say Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, actually, Ray Manzarek of The Doors, he used it on a couple of tracks of The Doors' Alabama song and Whiskey Men and Mystics.
Oh, wow. I want to say, like, Blink 181, too. Weird.
I could see them doing that just because, you know, it's not a big instrument.
Yeah, just to do something different.
Yeah. But anyway, so here's P.O. Box 9847, the Voice and Heart track, instrumentation backing track. Isn't that cool? Because you can actually almost hear the orchestra strings in there, the violins, everything in there.
That reminds me of what I heard about Jimi Hendrix. I know this has nothing to do with this, but they said during Woodstock, he put in his band's headband and his band's LSD and let everything drip into his brain and just into one big psychedelic thing. That's what that reminds me of. And there's the picture to go with it. Wow.
Well, that picture is for the bookshelf cousin to this song, okay?
That looks like a sexy woman. Wow.
Remember? All right, so everybody pretty much knows the Japanese girl band Shoshone Knife because they covered Daydream Believer. Very cult following. They're still in existence today. I found buried deep in Famous Mabel's Doomsday Vault archives a girl Japanese group doing their version of P.O. Box 9847.
I wonder if Mabel has in that vault anything like older rock and roll psychedelic memorabilia, or maybe she has some 714 stored in there. What's in that vault, Mabel?
Well, she used to babysit Davy Jones when he was little. You know that, right?
I believe it. Maybe that's where Famous Mabel's got the Doomsday Vault from. Maybe, Who knows? Who knows what really went on in Mabel's vault or what happened? What's with the plates, Mabel, really? What's with them?
So anyway, this is a group. It was recorded in either 1975 or 1981. It's an all-girl Japanese group called the Shanghai Beehive, or the Shanghai Bebe. Excuse me, take three. The Shanghai Babies.
Oh, wow.
B-A-Y-B-E-S, okay?
Wow.
They hail from Fujiyama, Kuba, Japan. I know I mispronounced that. It was the record label that put about three of these out about 2007, 2008 for their 10th anniversary. They would collect all these independent garage bands and put out them on the label. And they still exist today.
Whoa.
So this is pretty... This is cool. This is like, remember that baby punk they're talking about, or baby metal coming from Japan?
Yes.
Where they got the little kids playing metal music. This is from 1975 or 81 around there. The Shanghai Babies doing P.O. Box 9847.
Beavertown, Pennsylvania is an interesting thing. Why did Davy Jones, like you said, move to Beavertown, Pennsylvania? I want to know. I have an inquiring mind.
Probably to try to get away from the Shanghai Babies.
Or the 9847 zip code?
You know, that's a lot of people have always tried to get that zip code, but from what I understand, it doesn't exist.
I was just going
to
say, wow, that was pretty good, the Shanghai Babies.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to find, I mean, I had to go through a lot of web pages translated into Japanese just to put that little bit of information together.
And Mabel has it hidden all the time.
Yeah.
Mabel, what is it with those white paper plates?
So that's it for this Magic Monkey Mania
24.
We're going to close the door until next time when we get Mabel distracted somewhere else with
and
the...
Run in and run out and steal some more stuff. Thanks, Mabel. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network proudly presents Positivity... Oh, shit. I'm bad today on this. Let's redo this.
Keep going.
Okay. All right, now let me reread this.
See, I can't think of this little fucking line.
I'll put that in the end of the podcast as a blooper.